I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday.
Oh, hang on. What the hell?
What? What happened?
Well, it was not too loud for you.
Hey, if it's too loud, you're too old.
What are you trying to do, fatty?
We don't dance. We rock. That's some of the old...
verbiage.
Some of the old promos that would play back in the day.
Yeah, American rock.
Fingers crossed they're not playing right now. Some other day part. We don't dance.
Yeah, we do.
We rock.
Do you know one that got pulled real quick? And I don't know who was responsible for it.
Was it mandatory Metallica? Because somebody's like, look,
stop.
It's not mandatory.
It
really.
Was. It was
Is
three in a row.
Is it really mandatory that we do mandatory Metallica? Our boss, who, you know, it's like, if everybody knew every piece of music that Rick Rubin touched or had a part of, your mind would just blow. Like, you'd be like Adam Bomb from Damn Garbage Pail Kids. You'd be like,
what?
You'd be like, wow. But Mark Hendricks, our boss, is the guy who, first off, has, I don't want to say it's a kink or a fetish for alliteration, but he does. loves alliteration, meaning,
definitely a fetish.
Mandatory Metallica.
Uh-huh.
Free form.
Are you going for everything that I've done in my life?
You're big punny like November.
Metallica.
AC December.
Did they ever do AC December? I think that was one that...
I know it got kicked around.
It got kicked around. I don't know if it happened or not.
They weren't touring or anything, so I doubt that.
Do you know which one you don't like? Let me see if I can still play it. Because I think the date is pulled.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. Just make sure that it's not...
Well, this is imaging that was in the
rotation.
Well,
I know, but if it's not someone that's still on payroll... Like, I'm basically saying, remember our buddy Stan? If it's not Stan, if it's Stan on it.
This is a 5-second stab.
Okay.
We played it as recently as
a couple
months.
Well, if it's 5 seconds, then we are doing this for educational purposes.
If it'll let me play it, let's see if it'll work.
Good morning, jerk off.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
He don't like that.
No, he did not.
Hang on a second. I'm like, hang on. One of you had to put it in.
Well, it was like you're demeaning the listener. But then I was like, and I remember saying this because I'm not going to be like, I'm the guy, but like, meaning the guy who would stand up and say a smart-ass comment in a meeting. But I was that particular day because I remember saying, because he's like, I don't like that. You're degrading the audience. And I was like, well, at the same time, in the same schedule, let me cough real quick. And button works great. I was saying something there. I go again. I was saying something to the effect of, the imaging would say, this is before we were brought down to New Orleans and slightly removed.
Oh, I'd like to have a second crack at that one.
We still, I'll tell you in a minute a story. People down there still listen to us, even though like
They removed us from the radio station. But
I know they're in a different configuration, unfortunately.
All the folks up in Tennessee, up in Chattanooga, western North Carolina, northeast Georgia, all that.
What's that?
Here's that point where you're going to have to rewind me.
Well, I don't even know because I'm usually...
Yeah, but what were we saying? Here we go. I was saying that...
Well, I got a question about that.
Oh, yeah, don't. Don't do that yet. What's it going to say?
This happens a lot.
Don't break the mode.
Bring it back. I know why it happens, but that's a side. Put your finger down. What were we saying? Oh, okay, yeah. So the same time that it was like, good morning, jerk-offs. Yes, demeaning the audience. There was a little thing that would play, and it'd say, the Rise Guys Morning Show, exclusive to 93.3 The Planet, the only station that wants them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember
and
that.
I remember, so I get it. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of ha-ha-ha, because the fireback, and I'll tell you what the fireback was, but it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, I was like, well, if that's calling them jerk-offs, and I've called many of you jerk-offs, dickheads, bitches, and mostly, you know, guys, I would say that too. But, you know, in playful, fun little things when you call in.
What's going to happen again?
What? FOF line.
You got to rewind yourself again.
No. I know exactly where I'm going. So I was like, that. I don't feel that's degrading to either person. It's kind of like a self-degrading kind of way we do things in here.
Well, the first couple times we heard it, we're like, how the hell did this get on? Knowing what we know about the boss.
Right.
Plus, there was one that had a lot of Dookie sounds in it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, and then maybe. There was one that, again, you gotta give props to the people. I believe his name's Ed Bananas. Ed.
God, really? Still?
Well, no. This is a old thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. If,
How are you doing it to me? There you are.
I got to hang on to a job, didn't he?
I got four fingers down now. Am I a member of the Four Horsemen? What were these about?
Damn fingers. If I can go back in time.
If I could. I was singing that on the way here. Oh, wow. Weird. Like, I was singing that, like, no lie, on the way here. A cappella as well. I was not even had an accompaniment.
I have a question about your thought process.
Hold on. Five fingers down now, though. My thought process. I've still got that sidetracked. That's the middle finger here. That's one of the things, because I know where that comes from. But he had put this little thing in that would play, you know, a guy that does what we call the imaging, which you might call, I don't know what, like, there in the radio listener world, what you would call that. I never even thought about it before. I was not in radio, where it's like the, you know, there's those, it's like a liaison of imaging. And imaging might not even make sense to anybody. Let's think here, like, it's like, there's a, let's think of it as a car wreck. So you got this car right here. This car might be Foo Fighters. And then it's a full, what would the Foo Fighters drive? What car would represent the Foo Fighters?
Oh, God.
Wait, Range Rover?
I'm not good with cars.
Okay, let's say Range Rover. Okay. And then you got like a little, that little tiny Tesla, that little tiny one. That one that looks like in real life, if you said it's only $5,000, I'd believe you.
Well, I mean, yes, all that one.
Real small. And then you got behind it like a big old S10, and that's like a... That's Metallica.
There's a lot of cars.
And them two, like, if you could go get drive this truck for a little bit and then drive this truck for a little bit, it'd be fun. But in between, though, you got to go riding that little bitty-ass Tesla, little tiny thing.
Yeah.
And that little tiny thing is those little things where Mark Hendricks doesn't like the songs to bump up against each other.
Uh-huh.
He feels as though, like, it's like bringing... the appetizer, the meal, and the dessert at the table at one time.
You can't forget where you're listening.
You got to be in the moment. You got to be in the tater tots covered in cheese and bacon and chives. Then you're in the T-bone steak. Then after that, strawberry shortcake.
And I'll get busted because I'm an offender. If I have a conversation that's two-parter, I try to run them together like one. And he's like, lucky to, and I'm being technical here. I'd like you to throw a stab in there, man. Throw a 3-second stab in there.
Yeah, when I just listened to radio, I didn't think about that stuff. I just like consumed it and never even really thought about it. Like it's like this. You ever see somebody, one of them networking things where, or businessy things where they're really trying to get rid of the person they're talking to. They're bored with you, so yep. they're looking for someone else to introduce you to. I've been on both sides of that. I've been the one they're trying to get rid of. I've been the one that's trying to get rid of somebody. That role is played by those little stabs. It's called a stab.
It's funny to hear people try to describe it because they're like, stab, commercials. I'm like, oh, you're talking about personality profiles.
I like that thing where a guy comes on and says, man, I love when y'all bicker back and forth. I love that one. That's kind of like my Beetlejuice voice. You notice that?
That's weird.
It's kind of like an aggressive lady truck driver. No offense, Edith.
If somebody comes up to you trying to like, and they know the lingo, it's kind of weird too. Like, hey, man, I heard that sweeper you put in.
Yeah, sweeper. Nice. Sweeper, it stabs.
Yeah, you go. What are your currents?
I wonder what they're really called. Like, you know, people that, you know, Paige went. Are any of your college degrees actually in?
Yes.
What? Which one?
I have a mass communications degree with broadcast.
God.
As a broadcasting option. However, I didn't start in radio. I worked at college radio. I went into TV.
Save that for the movie, Paige. I just wanted to know.
No, I'm just telling you.
I don't know what the real word for a stab or a sweeper is. Like, because some cool DJ or
program director
back in the day says, you know what, why are we calling this an ancillary audio blah, blah, blah? Let's just call it a sweeper. Yeah. Sweep cool. that song out of the way. Imaging. Bring the new one in here. Imaging, to me, that reminds me of like somebody going in for a biopsy or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to go in for some imaging on his colon.
Plus, if they're like, well, I don't want to say sweeper, I want to say bumper. It's kind of the same thing.
Bumper, that's another one. Bumpers. Yeah, it's like, well, that goes back to the car reference.
Bump.
Yep. Bumper.
And then live, it's a liner.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a liner.
Hey, read any liners for your shift? Yeah.
So I first started, I would, and he called me on this one time. Mark Hendricks is like Santa Claus and Jesus in a sense, because he's always listening and watching.
Oh, yeah. He's good at that.
I feel that more and more with the advancements in surveillance.
He's good at repeatedly keeping you on task.
I'm looking around like, is that really a light right there? Is that really a sprinkler? Or is that one of those Airbnb cameras that they're in there?
It's Nana Cams.
TV's actually a big camera.
He and Steve get together and have breakfast and watch our show from
gosh.
Like,
can you imagine?
The freaking Christoph point of view of Truman Show. They're up there on a little satellite breakfast. Right now, drinking their tea. And
thrilling tea.
Yeah, let's see what they're going to do today. You think they're going to talk about us?
Having
I bet
a
you $1 million they won't.
Let's tune in and see what they're talking about.
Real quick. I'll raise you to $3 million.
If you buy lunch if it's Mattman.
That's right. They're just sitting up there, one finger in the air, having their tea.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Steve, Mark. Do you have any Grey Poupon? But of course. You know, I don't do a good Steve. Fat Boy does a good Steve.
You know, I grew up in Staten Island. There's a big teacup water tower. It reminds me of this right now. Yeah.
They both grew up in Iowa, right?
Yeah, they
just
are.
Give their full
Iowa.
Bios right
Iowans.
Now.
Both been Westerners.
Yeah. You know what? That song, you know, is a real heavy song, but then we're going into like the Ozzie Lita Ford song, so we need something in there. Something's just going really like... Stab them and wake them up.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, calm down. Call it a stab.
Just get them, man.
It's
hard to get music by sometimes, you know. It's like there's a formula.
I appreciate them because, like, you hate your mic. Your microphone hates you, I think.
It hates me.
Actually, like, I'm going to draw a little frown on your microphone because you're battering it.
I didn't mean to.
It's like, you know, you're like... Audio violating Ooh. It's like every once in a while Paige gives that microphone an uppercut.
Well, it starts here and then it goes down there and I have to pull it back up.
I know, Jug had that problem yesterday in here. Fatboy had the tool to fix it. I think it's called his fingers.
Yeah, I got the way these things are arranged.
Are you good at opening jars and stuff? Like really, like I'm great at that. Like
I've got a jar strap though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have to hit something
with a knife.
Did you
get it at Adam and Eve?
I got it off the internet. Off a banner ad. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Is it like one of those little circular little things that's got the grip on it? My grandma had those.
Pretty much. It's got like a handle and a strap. You just adjust it.
That's probably smart to use. So, like, I'll probably get arthritis one day and my hands will be all closed together like eagle talons. Like, I'll look like I'm like.
Jar hands.
You know the thing you do when you're making it like a dinosaur with your hands?
Or making fun of people?
Like you flip the, put your hands, all five fingers down. Put the bird finger lifted in the air. And then walk on the other finger. That's the way I would be a dinosaur as a small child, because we didn't have many toys.
They're wondering, like, is he a Crip sign or is he got a palsy?
Like, what? He's Crip walking with his fingers. What is he doing over there? I'm really good at like doing that. Yeah. There was always a talent. Never, no way to monetize it or anything.
No way to market that.
No.
God.
So your question? No, I want to go back to that. Is the, okay. The ring finger? The ring finger is my concentration level. Was that what it was?
No, it's like when you have a thought. Picture your thought as a flower, and the petals are like sub thoughts. So when you think of something, are you immediately kind of veering off and seeing like, here's a thought, here's a thought, here's a thought, here's a thought?
In every facet of my life. No question.
That's gotta suck.
It's almost like it's a learned condition in a sense. Like, you know how when you use your GPS, do you use the GPS, Fat Boy?
Very rarely.
I was going to say, you know how to go to home, to work, to home, to work. Like,
pretty much.
I mean, you've got the social life level of myself where, you know.
But that's scary sometimes, too, because you drove, but you don't remember driving because you were doing other stuff.
Muscle memory driving. That's where, so my best ideas or thoughts come when I am driving, come from when I am showering. But I'm in there showering. That's tough to say, Paige.
Showering.
So say it, try it. Like, you got a broadcasting effing degree.
Yeah.
Say showering.
Showering.
But you thought about it, though.
Showering.
Just say
showering.
Like,
showering.
Yesterday I got a phone call, but I missed it because I was showering.
Yesterday I got a phone call, but I missed it because I was showering.
See, it's hard. I mean, she flattered off at the end, showering. Mm-hmm. It's tough to do. But your muscle memory washing yourself, if you know exactly where you're going, like, yeah. I've gotten to work before and be like, I don't even remember driving.
Balls first, then face.
I always say taking a shower, though, not a shower ring. So.
Excuses, excuses, excuses. You get a B minus, little lady.
I was in the tub.
Bathing.
Like, do you tub bath? Tub bathe? It's weird. Okay. That E on the end makes bathe. It should be bathy.
I bathe.
Women love baths.
You bathy.
I bathe in the bathtub.
Okay. And then are you one of those weirdos that, I'm saying this for two people I know, that you bathe in the bathtub and then take a shower afterwards?
No.
See, you should. Mm. Because you literally are sitting there just laying in all that nasty ass water.
Yeah. No.
It turns black.
Yeah, it does. Does it ever turn like
black?
Like copper, rusty looking, like you're opening a old spigot that hadn't been turned on in 10 years and you got that damn orange water coming out for 5 minutes?
What do you think I do every day?
Go Tigers.
Is that what you do? Is that Clemson water?
I don't really sweat.
Do you ever shove a bath bomb in your crack and then just sit on it?
Never.
Can you cover the boobs with water without it all flowing over the side of the...
suds?
Like, serious question. I'm not sexualizing you right now, but seriously.
I do bubble bath every night.
So you don't know, probably.
I don't.
Because when you bubble bath, it gets up here and you're like, I don't even know if I'm in water anymore. You know, like if a big guy gets in and you've got one of them old school ones, not even old school, I think they're all on there, where it smartly knows if this water raises high enough, it's like a dam, a reservoir, which is a French word I learned the other day. it rises and it's like, uh-oh. This little valve's going to slide down. This water's going to go out. But if you in there and you're a big guy and you bathing in like suds and like bubble bath stuff, you will not have – you'll realize at the end you're not even in water anymore. You're just laying there in suds. You're like at a party in Vegas.
My son will take a bath because he says he can't fit. I'm like, what? I fit in there.
How tall is he?
He's about 2 inches shorter than me and he weighs a lot less.
Well, I don't know how tall you are.
You can't fit in the bathtub?
He says he can't fit, but I fit. I take a bath.
You 6'2"?
6'1".
Yeah, you're 6'2".
6'1".
You would fit.
Plus, you get a little shorter the fatter
when
you get.
When's the last time you measured?
I was at the doctor sometime last year.
They measure your
before
height?
Before he said he was moving out of state, yeah.
Interesting.
Height, weight. Because they had to calculate BMI, that I had to take blood tests.
That took hours.
Couldn't eat that day.
Yeah, you have to fast. Otherwise, it'll knock your blood off if you have sugar.
They just send the results down to Cape Canaveral for them to check the BMI.
They're probably checking for diabetes and things like that.
Doctor was too young. He didn't know what he was doing.
He
might have been 25 years old, maybe.
Oh, that's cool.
Plus, where did he go to college? I had to look at where he went to college because that's a big thing now, too.
South Carolina.
There were different...
Say Dookie.
Different medical schools teach MUSC. A different approach. You know.
MUSC.
Because that's even divided now, too, between left and right. Medical schools.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The approaches they teach. Duke is the best, they say, for certain things.
Wow.
It's what they say.
Men's basketball.
Duke's one of those schools that's...
It specializes.
Cooper Flag was here. They call it liberal medical curriculum.
Has saved many lives. It's a great hospital.
Quote her on that. Sports Illustrated, run with that one. Medical facilities save lives, says Charlotte Page Laskowski Pirtle.
I've known a few people that have been flown down there, and thank God that place is there.
It sucks you got to go there, though, to do it instead of.
What, to a commercial break?
Like, you have to go to, I got to go to Charleston to get fixed. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're a doctor and you're making all that money and you kind of got decide, like, you know, this and that and the other, wouldn't you not live on the coast?
Oh, the doctor that delivered my son, he was ready to get the hell out of town. Like, he was, like, wanting to get up there and pull him out himself so he can go to his damn boat.
I'd reverse that crap. I'd live at the beach and have a Greenville home. Yeah. I'd do opposite that crap.
Y'all
up here with your beach houses and your mountain homes. I would live at the beach and have a Greenville house. Contrarian as hell.
That sounds okay. You can visit Greenville. I love this place. Every once in a while.
I could get away every once in a while from it, though. That's what the rich do.
I'd live
do.
At the beach and they have come
their,
here.
Their summer homes. They're Kennebunk poets.
Why can't you decide where to go? I read that Tom Cruise has a house in Tampa. I'm like, he ain't ever there. Why would he be there?
Those are investment homes.
I guess. I mean, this.
That's a good point. Like, just because they own the property, like, are they Airbnb in it or is it a rental?
Like, he ain't there. Does Elton John still live in Atlanta? I doubt it.
Because that's something that, I actually know that. I think he did sell. Because I don't ask me how I know. Because it was a long night last night.
I know how you know.
By the way, thanks for having us out at the BET Awards. That was awesome.
Yeah, we loved it.
It was great.
Yeah. You went to Palmetto State Home Mortgage, Elton John. That's how you know.
That's I think that's what it was. I think Elton. Brent said, yeah, I just had Elton in here. I said, that's Sir Elton.
I know.
He's like, you're right.
He's like, on Reggie.
Yeah, I was like, was Bernie here? And he's like, don't ask. So, I said, you know what? Good filter, Matt. I was really controlling myself just then on a random thought.
You almost took a turn.
Elton John reference. I like him. I'm just...
he's great.
There was a fleeting thought. But the back to your question, though, yes. Even you have GPS, and it's like, okay, I'm going to work, or you're going to grandma's house, wherever. Oh, I just did it.
I'll catch you. I knew it. I just was going to do it.
Our microphones afterwards are going to talk crap about both of us. They're going to be like, I'm glad they're gone. I couldn't handle 5 hours of this battering, beating up bull crap.
Did yours get fixed? You feel like yours got fixed?
Yeah. I
wonder what they do.
For what I hear in my ears. I never had issues with it. I didn't realize there were issues until, Mr. Alliteration brought it to my attention.
Yeah, well, you sound like you're so far away.
Yeah, where are you? Are you over in the corner talking Matt?
Yeah, so far away from me. Yeah, play that, Fatty. I like that one.
But so when I think about it, whether it's an idea or a situation in my life, it's not bad to do this, but it can be maniacal. It's like Bone Thugs and Harmony sung about the crossroads, and that's where... That's where that bluesman sold his soul to the devil.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
But,
he missed his uncle.
I'm like, okay, if I do this, let's say this is just like let's not even say business thing. Let's just say it's like a family something or that. If I do this, what's the two to maybe three possibilities coming out of that situation? Like how it could be taken. And then... Yeah. It's like a family tree, and it starts splitting off. And before I even get to the decision of round, it's like the freaking Sweet 16. Before I even get to the first round, I'm already building other brackets over here with other possibilities, and it's maniacal.
How do you stop that, though? Is it
weed?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I just the older you get, the more you realize it, I think. It's like when you're younger, whatever, you just think everybody is that way. So I'm saying it can be good to do that because you, like a minute ago, I almost made a homosexual joke, for instance. And I did not because there was this feeling, not in a mean way, but it's just kind of, you know. Well, I'll wait till the Pride Month's over. I'll do it then.
Remind I feel like me. I got hijacked already, so.
What, the thought?
The whole month.
I was You're thinking right. something similar. I was like, gosh, they may have issues with, you know.
If you're gay, I feel like you should get a redo on Pride Month.
I do. I mean, like, if you, like, I mean, your Pride Month, like, you ain't getting your coverage. I mean, it's all being taken by, you know.
It's got overshadowed by ICE and protests.
Peaceful protests of.
Kind of sad.
You know.
So I'll give you July, too. I will, you know, recognize you in July as well.
Do I, have you already played the music?
Yeah, about 5 minutes
I'm
ago.
I'm so sorry. All right.
Hey, you ain't got to apologize to me, brother.
Well, I was talking to Mark.
yeah.
Look, I'm having a very good week. I'm having a very good week.
Oh, God. Cue the voicemail.
I've had a very good week. Big news. I'll say that. Big news. I don't want to overcompensate because some of you don't have a heart, but some of you jerk-offs out there. Yeah, quit. I'm as happy as insert what your grandpa would say.
Oh, no, please don't.
I'm as happy as... Okay, maybe your grandma. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a little better.
Text in your favorite. I'm as happy as a blank in blank right now because that's what I am. So we'll talk about that maybe after sports because I know that what was the other thing? We're gonna do open phones today too because a lot of we had these this whole Bret Hart thing and then Jug coming in. And we haven't gotten a lot of time for phone calls.
What is Jug? I love Jug.
I love God.
He brings gifts.
I told him last night, I said, that was, well, not for the gifts, but
he derailed show business.
In a fun way, though.
Yeah.
But I texted him last night. I said, I think yesterday was my favorite, like, all-time appearance for you. Not doing a Facebook fussing.
Oh, yo, he's good on fussings.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
That might not matter anymore.
So anyway. You know the numbers. I'll tell you if not, we'll tell you in a little while. I don't have time now. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, now there's a thing called a grandma shower.
Oh, no. No.
Just let me imagine what it could be.
I'll tell you what this is.
Yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. As a grandpa fat boy, join me in this, you know. Like, I'm thinking of my grandma. And really, one particular one. I had one that was, you know, not in a weird way, but she was attractive. I mean, she was like, yes, I see pictures of her from she was like in her 20s. I'm like, dang. What's up, Lupe Vasquez? Like, look at you.
That's where the family tree starts to go straight up.
No. You better be careful. Come on now.
You better look out. But wait, is this Ben Gay and Farts, Grandma?
That's what. No. That's Ben Gay and Farts, Grandma is the one that, you know, look, that's where the alleged Cherokee blood comes from, and she looks like she'd be standing in front of a cigar store holding a cigar.
Cigar store Indian.
She had that look. Sweet lady. That her house stunk. All right. And she knew that. She knew that.
She didn't care.
She didn't. She did not give a flip.
Don't
she
tell me.
She gaffed before they used the bad word at the end. It's the Rise Guys headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Rise Guys.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and our Rise Guys Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So now there's a new thing, and some folks are saying that it's narcissistic, and it forces loved ones to buy even more gifts.
Is this grandma showers?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So
I got to write that down because...
It's not what I thought it was.
At some point, we will discuss the future of Facebook fussing, but if it does stay around, Grandma Showers is going to be a name.
So there's this new trend of baby showers for grandparents, and they say that...
Love it.
Grandma showers are heartwarming, but as we said, it could be narcissistic and forces loved ones to buy even more gifts.
I disagree.
So...
Fat boy? Well, you don't like any kind of interaction with people, so you'll probably say no.
Yes.
Like, treat it like it's COVID and just leave the gift on the doorstep.
People always constantly give gifts. It's not a thing anymore.
The practicality.
Why
of
is
this?
That?
I don't know.
Non-Christians?
Like, did you get your.
What? Say, I don't care.
No, I'm going to. I'll ask that later.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Like, you know.
Appreciate you.
Like, dude. There are occasions
no,
now
the
for
the answer
gifts.
To the question, no.
Okay.
I do planning.
The fact that you knew where it was going.
I did.
Like, there shouldn't be this many occasions for gifts.
Well, it turns into, and I overanalyze a lot. But it turns into, like, and I'm going to say this about my own kind. White people can't just agree. We like getting together to drink.
We don't know how to act.
Oh, no. We don't like to get together to drink. So we start playing golf or we play bridge or we go and pretend to watch minor league baseball games or whatever it is. Something that doesn't make us feel like we're alcoholics.
We wear shorts a mile up our ass
and
down socks
the middle.
Too long.
Yeah. Paige, he sucks.
You're now figuring that out?
He who is not named.
He.
Oh.
But grandma showers.
My thing is, I understand why you get baby showers because you're getting the presents to prepare for the baby. Like, you know, you might get them diapers, but what does grandma need?
She might need them too.
She's getting diapers.
Nerve pill.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Well done.
Thong diapers.
Well done.
You might. I wonder if, they wouldn't want to do this, but like Huggies, I'm available, Adam Matthew, but what about a combo pack? One for the baby and one for grandma or grandpa. Like, it's a combo pack. Ooh. You could get matching. Because I did notice with, you know, seeing, don't ask me how I know. Hey, baby. You know, like, they don't have cool patterns on them like baby don't. Ones.
They're just like brown looking, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the, you know, this very like.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She hates this right now, but like. You know, they don't have cool patterns on them. Like, you can get them with, like, Days of Our Lives or the Golden Girls or, like, Matlock or something, you know.
But the resale value on those suckers, like at the jockey lot, oh, big, big money.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Especially if you had diabetic test strips.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You know how, or the shoes, too, because diabetics don't like to tie their own shoes for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
So they give them the Velcros or, like, the Hey Dude slide-ins.
Dude.
They get big money for those, too.
I know. I had this thought yesterday. Again, another post-it note that never will get used. I was like, why didn't we come out with the female version, call them Hey Babies, instead of Hey Dudes?
God. Hey Babies. Is it available?
It's too late. I would have to give all the money to charity now.
What about for Pride Month? What would they call those?
I'm not the gun.
There's got to be gay dudes
out
there.
Oh, well, somewhere. I mean, you know, you would assume.
I know.
You assume. Male aliens, gray dudes. All kind of fun things. Paige, that was one of your better ones.
Oh, my God.
That was really good. Grandma yeah. Showers. Brings what kind of flowers?
I
ain't dead ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dead ones? God almighty.
I don't know.
You had me.
I'm walking on sunshine. You had me. Not in a drug dudes. Way. I'm just very, it's a good day. Sometimes it's just good days. You've heard the bad ones.
Uh-huh. Sometimes.
It's a good one. It is good.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah, I hate both mounds and I hate Almond Joy. I hate Peter, Paul, and Mary.
She might show you a couple mounds you'd be into.
Oh, my Lord. Those are burial mounds.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, 35 years ago in 1990. He pitched his sixth no-hitter.
Nolan Lynn Ryan.
Okay, so let's see if you can answer this.
I don't know the team.
Well, it made him the oldest man to throw one. How old was he when he threw it?
What year?
1990. Oh, here comes some math.
22. Don't do that. 22. 46 or 47?
He was 43.
Damn.
Years old. Old Nolan. I want to say he was with the Rangers when he
was
right?
I just got BF'd on that. Yeah, I know why I didn't know that. I threw out the in college. I was thinking 66. I tell people this and they're like, what? And I'm like, it's true. Greenville, South Carolina, for 1 year, had a Mets Farm League team. The Greenville Mets, 1966, and Nolan Ryan played one season here.
That they would allow the Mets to penetrate the southern market is very amazing.
Well, hey, but Chattanooga Lookouts, what up to Bo Jackson, right?
But you let the Braves leave, too, so that was...
Well, you know, we can't win them all.
It's true.
You should always look out. You get it? You get it?
I don't think anybody uses that stadium now. The Malden Road.
Do you Chattanoogans walk up behind each other and prank each other and sneak up and say, look out?
Look out. You got one of the coolest caps. You got eyeballs on.
Dude, I know.
The stadium's in a great spot, too.
You couldn't wear them around here then. It was like wearing like the wrong colors in the wrong neighborhood in El Segundo.
It's not as cool as the Montgomery Biscuits as far as caps go, but it's pretty close.
Biscuits.
I like the Lookouts. I like the Memphis Chicks. Oh, that's Memphis Chicks. That was Bo Jackson. Who'd the Lookouts have? They had a jam-up player. I don't remember. Freaking Charlotte. What's up to Cal Ripken Jr.?
All AAA. Yeah. Knights. Well.
Spartanburg, you had Ryan Sandberg and Scott Rowland.
Yep.
Many others.
Everybody's having their mini camps right now for the most part in the NFL. The Steelers had theirs yesterday, Aaron Rodgers' first media availability since he signed with the team. That Joker's married. He got married 2 months ago.
Oh, my God.
You won't say who she is?
How does the internet not know?
I couldn't find who it was. I don't know how. Nobody's found out yet.
It's not going to be anything normal.
Now, his buddies lied for him, saying that he never talked about it when they went to the Derby. But you know he did, AJ Hawk. You just didn't tell everybody else he said
you
something.
You are.
So he's married. He bought a $30 million house.
I bet it's Danica.
No, it was evidently like they had a.
What if it's Belichick's wife's, Belichick's girlfriend's sister? It's like the Bella twins.
Does she even have one? I think she does, actually. Is she the youngest of that family? They say her portfolio before Bill was already pretty good. So
that's what I was saying the other day. Like, she is not. I mean, maybe I'm stupid as hell. And shut up if you're agreeing right now and shaking your head yes. But, like, She's not one of them that I think's trying to like marry up or whatever. She's good.
Yeah, I don't think she's digging for gold, man. She was a beauty queen and all this crap. I don't know if her family had money, but evidently her real estate portfolio was.
What's
doing
her last
okay.
name? Do you remember?
Hudson, I believe.
Oh, well.
It's about to be Belichick, right?
He used to own a belt, so it could be the same.
We out of here.
Timmy Hudson. I don't know.
Timmy.
Hudson Hulk.
He's coaching high school baseball in Auburn.
No, what, really?
Timmy Hudson.
Wait,
yeah.
Some of them, they just cannot, like.
They don't need the money.
No, but they just love it so much. They just like, man, I want to go back and teach high school now and all this, you know, high school ball. It's like, my God, I think I'd be done with it. I wouldn't want to smell a locker room. I wouldn't go to the gym no more, nothing.
You can't say where the game is innocent because high school, Neil money there too.
Oh, yeah.
We had a guy call in trying to figure out Neil for his son. As far as we go, I'm like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to wear our show and, like, his jersey? How does that work?
I know. Well, one time I did sponsor Axe Thrower. Look, I got a cool little – it's weird. I didn't know Axe Throwers wear, like, jerseys when they professionally do it.
I didn't know it was a competition. I thought it was, like, a drunk
game. On a team.
Now. If pickleball's a real thing, by God, Axe Throwing is. Yeah. I had to, like, you know – I think I was part of the sleeve.
Oh, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm sure the ROI was impeccable on that one.
Put me on the ass, man.
All right. Yeah, it ain't like being Harrison's being on Jug's car. It was like, you know.
Man. Harrison's good people, too.
I like them. All right. This text has been coming in routinely this morning. Explain my good mood. I'll do that next for you. I will explain that good mood. And it's already funny is some of you are going to feel awful at some of the things you've texted in that Matt got some last night. You are going to feel like a fool when we come back and explain my good mood. Using the P word and such on there. How dare you?
This is the Rise Guys. Matt Man, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.